Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local guy does good. As Peyton Pritchard, West Lynn's own, straight out of West Lynn,
yep,
wins sixth man of the year in overwhelming fashion. This was over immediately. Honestly, I was surprised that it was this overwhelming. From the guys that I talked to, it definitely sounded like Pritchard was going to win, but it sounded like Ty Jerome was going to be a lot closer, and it was not close at all.
No. Peyton Pritchard ran away with the sixth man of the year. And to kind of put that, to put it into perspective, he picked up 82 first place votes. The next closest was Malik Beasley with 13.
Which, again, Beasley's been incredible for the Pistons this year.
Ty Jerome had two, along with DeAndre Hunter.
And I was like, well, he split some of the points off, but even I think Ty Jerome had, was it like 91 total points, and Hunter had like 30-something?
33.
Even if you gave every single DeAndre Hunter point to Ty Jerome, he's not even catching Malik Beasley.
No, he's third in by a mile.
I was really struggling to understand why Ty Jerome finished behind Malik Beasley.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that was just like Cleveland, like Detroit's this fun story. And so you're like, oh yeah, Malik Beasley. Or Cleveland is just quietly had the second best record in the league.
Well, but you also have to put into perspective, though, what Malik Beasley did after, you know, going the situation that he was in. Remember, he was a guy that there was this refusal to come off the bench, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was promised a starting spot
in Milwaukee,
and he played as a starter in 77 games. And then it didn't work. He ends up in Detroit, and he goes back to being a bench player again. He went from 77 starts a year ago to 18 this year, plays in all 82. And the story of the Pistons is also a great story because that's a veteran who walked into a very young team and was a spark that they needed off the bench. Like, that's a tough thing for a veteran to do, especially when you get that chance to be the starter and then you come off the bench. I can see probably the story of Malik Beasley winning out with some of the voters, but Pritchard was far and away the runaway winner of this award, and rightfully so. When you lead all bench players in scoring, you dropped 246 threes this season. Like, Peyton Pritchard was dynamite.
So it was 14-4-4 on the season for Pritchard. Yep. 14 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, just kind of giving him the roundup. For Ty Jerome, it was 13-4-3. Really, the difference is in efficiency. Ty Jerome shot 52-44-87. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's again, Pritchard was good. I believe he finished 47-40. Was it 47-40-85?
Yeah.
So again, like, which one do you like?
Well,
and it
apparently
came down,
it's
and
Peyton Pritchard.
It was Peyton Pritchard. And I was like, again, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I think he was really good this year. I just thought this would be a lot closer.
No, it wasn't. I'm happy for Peyton Pritchard, man. Everything that he has done, I didn't expect him to be this kind of player in the NBA.
No.
He was going to be a guy that I thought was going to be on a team for a long time, but he is
a bounce
impact
around guy.
Player off of the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And this has kind of been the story of Peyton Pritchard, being the guy who was local kid who used to work out with the Nike Hoop Summit teams, and then all of a sudden he was working over some of the best high school players in the world.
He showed up at the Portland Generals and his junior year and was a dude.
The Portland Generals are the team that scrimmages the world team in the Nike Hoop Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And there were USA Basketball people like, who is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up being the point guard for Team USA in the Nike Hoop Summit. And then goes on to Oregon, has a phenomenal career, mm-hmm. goes to a Final Four, and ends up in the NBA where he's making an impact on the reigning world champions.
And I think the look, this isn't the excuse my evaluation of him, because I thought he'd be a fringe NBA guy. Just his size is such a difficult thing to conquer. I think he's listed at 6'1". He's not. It's fine. But his work ethic is incredible. Yeah. Always has been, always will. Like, he is a guy who literally pays people to come play him.
This is pretty good.
Like, it's a legitimate thing that he does. Like, he'll pay like top college players to come out and scrimmage against him. Bigger, stronger, more athletic, younger dudes, just so it tests him. But I think that the biggest part of his career, and this is not to take away from, do not take that as in consideration, because but this matters. He went to a team where he was a hand in glove fit, where he has 8 dudes on the roster.
Oh, every sixth man is that, you know?
It's the perfect fit for him, where it covers up for his size deficiencies. Boston's huge. You can put him out there in 8 different variations of having 4, 5, 6, 8 plus dudes that can cover up for his lack of size. And because of his elite skill is his shooting, but is also his ability to get where he needs to get off the bounce.
Yeah.
You want to talk about guys with a handle? Peyton Pritchard's handle is one of the best in the league.
Yeah.
Like, that's like when you talk about guys like coming into the draft here this year, you've got a guy like Boogie Fland who's undersized. His handle's pretty good. It's not as good as Peyton Pritchard's. And I think he's going to be able to shoot it, but he was inconsistent in college in his 1 year. But he's the best point of attack defender in the NBA. When you are 6'2 or smaller, you have to have a skill that is off the charts good. And Peyton Pritchard has 2. It's his handle and it's his shooting.
Yeah. Text on the fan text line, was Peyton Pritchard left off of any ballots? The answer to that is no. He was the only player that was on every ballot. Malik Beasley, he was on 95 ballots, and Ty Jerome was on 59 ballots. So Malik Beasley left off of 5, Ty Jerome left off of 41 ballots, not even top 3.
That's so surprising to me.